Sweetheart, come on in. I was so worried after your call. Here, come in. I just was sitting here waiting for you to arrive. And why don't you go ahead and sit down? Let me take your coat. And I made your favorite tea. You always look like you could use some whenever you're upset. And look, I don't want you to argue, but I have dinner ready in the oven. So when you're ready to eat, okay? You just let me know. It'll be peaceful and no expectations. Okay? Okay. So, why don't you go ahead and explain to me what happened? She did what? No, you do so much. You give so much of yourself all the time. And she just takes. And I love my daughter. I do. And I'm sorry for how I raised her, because I watch it happen. I watch the way she takes and takes and takes from you and never gives back, and it kills me having to sit and be quiet through it all. No, please. She constantly undermines you. Constantly talks over you and interrupts you. She expects so much from you. And while she ignores you, I'm listening. While she holds you to these impossible standards, I see the real you. Honestly, sometimes I think the universe made a mistake. Sorry, I am. As you were saying, though, what did she do exactly? And don't blame yourself. And don't take accountability. It's not your responsibility. I know her. So, what did she do? I tried to raise her better than that. But my daughter doesn't know how to love something or appreciate something so good. You could hand her the world, and she'd wonder why you didn't give her the moon, too. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not doing better. You deserve so much better. Somebody who'll love and appreciate you and show you gratitude. Who will love you the way that you need to be loved. I know that it's wrong, and I know that what I'm about to say is... I know what it looks like, okay? But you're here. You came to me. And you're hurting again because of something she did. And I'm not gonna pretend anymore. I refuse to pretend anymore. What do I mean? I mean that the moment I met you, the moment I saw you, you have been haunting me. You are in every step I take and every thought that crosses my mind. And tonight you called me. You turned to me for comfort. You showed up at my door like this, needing me. And I can't stay silent anymore. I can't because I watch her take you for granted. I watch as she takes from you so much. How she takes and takes and takes. And it dims you out. That fire that I had seen from very first moment I met you, dimming away because of her. I have cherished every moment and every memory that I have with you. Every time you laughed at something I said, I would memorize the sound of it like it was a prayer and replay it over and over again whenever I was alone. I have engraved every instance that I got to be around you into my memory. You would be amazed. Do you know how many times I've watched you sleep? Pretending like I was just adjusting your pillow. And in reality, I was memorizing the shape of your lips. I was memorizing the way you looked at peace because you weren't having to suffer being with her. Do you remember the time that I asked you what cologne you were wearing? I went out and bought it. I put it on a shirt. And I it to sleep just so that I could feel what it was like having you surround me. And the time that I picked both of you up from the bar, you had taken your jacket off and you left it. It wasn't until later that you asked me for it. But I told you I didn't have it. I lied. I had it, and I would spray it with your cologne, put it on, and touch myself, imagining it was your hands on mine, that it was your body pressing against my mine instead of just the cloth of your jacket. And I know that it's wrong. I know that I shouldn't have these feelings. But if it was wrong, why did it always feel so good? Please. I am so tired of pretending. I'm so tired of pretending like I'm nothing more than your mother-in-law. When I could be so much more. I could be what you need. I could be everything for you. I could be the comfort after a long day. I could be the warm embrace. I could be the one filling your tummy. I could be yours. I've memorized the way you move, the way you speak. I've always thought about what it would feel like to have the weight of you on me. So let me feel what I've only dreamt about. Please. Please let me touch you. And run my hands over your shoulders and down your arms. Let me feel your thighs under my hands. What? No. No. No, that's not what this is. You're not cheating. This isn't cheating. Because you're coming home. You're allowing someone to finally love you the way you need. The way you've always deserved. You can't sit there and look at me like I'm the villain. Not when you came to me tonight. Because you knew I would be the one who could comfort you, that I would actually see you for you. I'm the one who notices when you go silent. I'm the one who notices when you frown. When you're sitting there pretending that you're fine. And you're gonna sit there and tell me that after all that, how she makes you feel, how she takes you for granted, that she deserves you more than I do. She's too self-absorbed. Too narcissistic to even notice that you are craving more inside. Please. You deserve to feel at peace when you go home. You deserve to be seen and appreciated for all you do. You don't deserve what she does to you. I know that you sit across from her every single night, starving for the gratitude, for a simple thank you, for a gentle kiss on the lips, telling you how much she loves you. Meanwhile, I'm right here. In front of you, offering that to you, because I have imagined what it would feel like to have my lips press against yours for so long. let her get home to an empty bed. Let her feel what it's like to lose you. Because every day I know what it's like to not be with you. And I can't be without you anymore. And you're not pulling away. You're not saying no. Because I think you know. I think you know the truth of how good I could make you feel. How hard you are, because I can tell that you have been wanting this and craving it, just to be loved the right way. So let her keep the wedding band, let her have the title. I'll take the part of you she never tried to understand. Let me take you and all of you. Let me open you up with worship. Let me make you come so hard you forget which sin brought you here. This is correction. This is the universe finally setting things right. And when I'm done with you, you could claw your way back to her, clean yourself up with bleach, and scrub your lips till they bleed, but you would still be mine. Because right now, at this moment, you've let me in. And I am never leaving. So let me show you the way you should be worshipped. The way your body should feel when it's loved and appreciated. You feel that? The way my hand's rubbing you against your pants here. Let me take these off. Lift up your hips a little. Feel my fingers wrap around the velvety skin here. To stroke you. Oh, so slowly. Running my thumb against the tip of your cock. Encouraging that pre-cum to drip out of you. Oh, look at that. The way my fingers can barely wrap around you. Oh, that's it. body has been waiting for this, yearning for it for years. Like it always knew that it was supposed to be with me and my body, claiming you, making you feel good. That's it. It's okay. Keep bucking up into my hand. Wait. Oh, I want it. Oh, I've been wanting this for so long. Let me get on my knees. Let me worship you with my mouth the way I know she never will. You deeper. Come on, baby. I want to gag on it. Choke on it. I need it. Oh. The way you're rolling your head back with her. I know that it's just a fucking habit, a chore to get through. But with me, you know that you need it, that your soul knows the difference and knows who really owns you and who can worship your body the way it deserves. Oh. Come down my throat with you. Supposed to feel like. I won't ask you to leave her, but everything we just did, that was your vow to me. Every moan you let escape your lips, your fists in my hair, that's all the promise I need. You're mine now. You're finally home. Now rest now, my love. I'll be here in the